Mercenary Captain Cameron Ossier reined in his mount at the crest of the hill and swung in the saddle to stare back down the forest trail. The 12 men under his command rode from the trees in single file and paused while he scanned the horizon. Removing his iron helm, Cameron ran his fingers through his long blonde hair, enjoying, momentarily, the warm breeze evaporating the sweat on his scalp. He glanced at the captive girl on the horse beside him. Her hands were tied, her dark eyes defiant. He smiled at her and saw her blanch. She knew he was going to kill her, and that her passing would be painful. He felt the warmth of blood pulsing in his loins. Then the feeling passed. His blue eyes narrowed as he gazed over the valley, seeking sign of pursuit. Satisfied that no one was following, Cameron tried to relax. He was still angry, of course, but calmed himself with the thought that his riders were ill-educated brutes with little understanding of civilized behavior. The raid had gone well. There were only 5 men in the little farming settlement, and these had been killed quickly, with no wounds or losses among his own men. Some of the women and children had managed to escape into the woods, but 3 young women had been taken. Enough, at least, to satisfy the carnal urges of his riders. Cameron himself had captured the 4th, the dark-haired girl on the sway-backed horse beside him. She had tried to run, but he had ridden her down, leaping from his horse and bearing her to the ground. She had fought silently, without panic, but 1 blow to the chin had rendered her unconscious, and he had thrown her over his saddle. There was blood now upon her pale cheek, and a purple bruise was showing on the side of her neck. Her faded yellow dress was torn at the shoulder and had flapped down, almost exposing her breast. Cameron jerked his thoughts from her soft skin, turning his mind to more urgent concerns. Yes, the raid had gone well, until that idiot Pauline had incited the others to set fire to the old farmhouse. Wanton destruction of property was anathema to a man of breeding like Cameron. It was criminally wasteful. Peasants could always be replaced, but good buildings should be treated with respect. And the farmhouse was a good building, soundly constructed by a man who cared about quality work. Cameron had been furious, not only with them, but with himself. For instead of merely killing the captured women, he had allowed his needs to override his common sense. He had taken his time, enjoying the screams of the 1st, luxuriating in the desperate pleading of the 2nd, and the subsequent cries of agony of the 3rd. With each of them dead, he had turned his attentions to the dark-haired girl. She had not pleaded or made a sound after returning to consciousness to find her hands and ankles bound. She was to be the richest harvest. Her cries, when they came, would be the purest and the sweetest. The smoke had billowed over him just as he was unwrapping his ivory-handled skinning knives. Swinging round, he saw the fires. Leaving the bound girl where she lay, he ran back to the scene. Pauline was grinning as Cameron came alongside him. He was still grinning as he died, Cameron's dagger plunging between his ribs, skewering his heart. This sudden act of savagery cowed the men.
"Did I not tell you?" he thundered. "Never property! Not unless directly ordered! Now gather supplies and let's be gone!"